Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the weekly conversation. This is the Tuesday edition. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to a wonderful conversation. Tonight on the conversation, hopefully you are DVRing Trump's address to Congress, which I'll probably watch later. Tonight on the program, why isn't the mainstream media talking about sex trafficking and all this? Because like when ICE is actually going after people, they're getting gang members and human traffickers and sex traffickers and all these bad people. Why isn't the media talking about that? That's what I'd love to know. A convicted terrorist is reportedly among one of the organizers of a so-called Day Without Women strike and protest that's going to go around the world. Reshama Oda lied and all this stuff to make it into this country. And, well, that's whatever, but, no. This is great news. The Senate votes 72-24 to confirm a billionaire investor, Wilbur Ross, as a commerce secretary. Gee, someone that knows something about business is going to run the commerce. That's just amazing. Also on the conversation, we're going to talk about, I guess, Sean Spicer and a bunch of these people. And there's a bunch of others, including Jeff Sessions, that says that he's going to go after legal pot and all this stuff. So I'm going to get into that, my thoughts, and something that just happened to kind of put a thorn in that a little bit. Because just because I support Trump doesn't mean I support everything he's going to do. And that's something I've said from day one and something I stand with. And guess what? For the 12th straight session, the Dow is up to record numbers. Gee. Wow. I mean, also, Donald J. Trump has also requested an additional $54 million in defense spending, which a lot of people say is not enough. But he's wanting to keep it there and, you know, and bring back our military to help protect us. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Psalms 40:11. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And just remember, Trump's president, but Jesus Christ is king. I've been watching the different news networks. I was watching a little bit of Alex Jones and different things. And I guess the reason why I kind of go to Alex Jones a lot, because first of all, I believe a lot of what he says. I believe it's true. But when you watch even Fox anymore, there are so many people on the left that are so anti. It's almost like, okay, what? I just want to have a reporter go, what could Trump ever do for you to say, hey, he did something right. I agree with him. Great job. I don't think he ever could, because they would lose their job if they said anything good about Obama. That's my joke. Obama, he could do no wrong. He could screw up so bad and they would praise him. Trump could do everything right. And, well, if I'm going to keep my job, I just got to say he sucks. He's horrible. The problem with Trump is now these white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, these WASPs, these neo-Nazi skinhead KKK-loving Republicans, now they got their man in the corner. Now they can start to put blacks in concentration camps and Jews in concentration camps, even though he has family members who have converted to Judaism. Because they can't say anything good about him. I'm sure at an address to Congress, there were Republicans who skipped out on it. Because Democrats have tonight. It doesn't make it right. To me, that's disrespectful. I wouldn't want, no matter how much you hated Barack Obama, you should be there. when he did it. No matter how much you hate Trump, you should be there. You need to wake up to the fact that the American people voted Trump. Good, bad, or indifferent, they voted Trump as president. And you got to start to accept that fact. I know the media won't. The media is never going to say he's done anything good, no matter what. They can't. Those people will lose their job. Why am I going to lose a six-figure job at ABC just to say, hey, I think what Trump is doing is great? And you're going to tell me that Trump is ending the freedom of press? How is Trump ending the freedom of press when you have Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama that only answer questions that are pre-approved? When you only have when the mainstream media only will say negative things about Trump because they're afraid of losing their job. That's facts, folks. That's not debatable stuff. That's true. I wish it wasn't. I mean, that's the only reason why I hate watching the news some, when you just have these like people that like all you can tell their whole agenda is to do nothing but bash Trump and, oh, well, yeah, see, we're not blaming stuff. We're not sitting there and saying negative things about Obama in the terms of, and if, like, if an issue comes up, you know, it's, you know, we didn't sit there and say, well, you know, why didn't Obama, you know, it's like, no matter what, Trump can't do no wrong. If Obama could have done something, if Obama did something right, if he would have bombed ISIS, we would have said, hey, at least he went after ISIS. At least he did something if an issue happened. You know, at least most of the conservative people would praise Obama if he had done something right. The other way around, the liberals won't say anything good about Trump no matter what it is. I don't get it. That's what, you know, it's like, call a spade a spade. If you want to call yourself a reporter, then call it both ways. That's why half of these people that come on that are liberals are so, they're not reporters to me. I hate Trump and I hate everything about him, and he's never going to do anything I'm going to support. And I'm okay. I voted for Trump. But you have Jeff Sessions coming out saying that he's going to go after these states that have legalized marijuana. Gee, whoops. I don't support that. I've actually signed a petition online to go to my congressman to say that you're against that. And I just got to get the time out to do it. But I'm going to try to get a hold of a guy that I know by the name of Irvin Rosenfeld and see if he'll come on my program and talk to you all. They won't. If you, because I got it on mute, but I'm in the studio. I've got the thing on mute. And I posted this on my Facebook page. I guarantee you, at some Democrats' address to Congress, there were Republicans that probably didn't show up. I guarantee you. Well, some of them can't, but we get something happen. Yeah, but I'm saying, I'm sure there were some that, if you go back to Obama, I guarantee you there were some Democrats. They all went. They all praised him, but I'm sure there might have been some Republicans that boycotted. Is that right? No, it's disrespectful. I just don't get this new world ideology where, if you're a liberal, you're going to diss on a Republican no matter what they do, and you're going to praise a Democrat no matter what they do. Because I have friends that, I swear, Obama did nothing wrong. There was not one thing he did that they hated. There's not one, I can't name one president that there's something that I hated. And there's some, I mean, let me rephrase that. Take every president that's ever come along. I don't, I, there's not one president that I can say, well, I liked 100% of what he did, or I hated 100% of what he did. But you look at these people with Trump, they hate 100% of what he does before he's done it. They won't like anything he ever does. It's like, hold the hell up. You know? You realize, for some reason, they think that since he's going after this, since he's giving ICE people authority, that they're taking legal immigrants and they're attacking and going after legal immigrants and law-abiding citizens that are legal and law-abiding illegal citizens. No, he is, okay, if you're illegal, you're breaking the law. You shouldn't be here. First off. Second off, he has caught, and they have caught, some high-level gang members and sex traffickers and human traffickers. Bad people. You have people in Washington State that still, okay, well, this is bullcrap because, okay, the police officer, he has no jurisdiction in telling ICE that we have a guy here that should be deported. Really? He has multiple offenses against him? Well, if it's not a federal warrant, it's not his jurisdiction. Okay, it shouldn't have to be his jurisdiction. Okay. Oh yeah, I was gonna, yeah, there was this like there was a top five most wanted FBI person. I've seen him, but it's not my jurisdiction, so I'm just gonna let him go. Yeah, I could have probably arrested him and, you know, put him in custody. He's very dangerous. He's killed 4,000 people, but who cares? It's not my jurisdiction. I'm just going to let him go. Sorry. If anyone dies, you know, I'm sorry, folks. You know, I get a free donut at Dunkin' Donuts, and I just had to get that donut and coffee. So I don't want to get in trouble for, you know, going out of my boundaries and going after someone that, you know, clearly is not in my jurisdiction, you know, because since I'm a local cop, I really can't be getting involved in FBI, most wanted people. And what we're going to have, we're going to end up like England, where a guy's unconscious, face down in 2 inches of water, and no one will help him. Because if I help him, I'm not allowed to help. I'm allowed to save people, but I can't save people in regards to water. And because he's in water, I can't save him. And that happened in England, and a guy died. Because they would get in trouble if they helped the person. Because they legally cannot help anyone because they're not trained in water rescue. And he was in water, even though it's 2 inches. That's what's going to happen in this country. Well, I follow Trump's order, but then I get, well, Trump is your boss, in my opinion. If Trump gives an order that, hey, if there's an illegal person here and he's got a long rap sheet, maybe no federal warrant, but he's got a long rap sheet, you should be able to say, ICE, pick this man up. But some of these sanctuary states just want to harbor all these people. Then I say, good. What Trump needs to do is do an executive order that in these sanctuary states and cities, we're going to round up all these bad criminal illegals, and we're gonna throw them in your state. We're gonna drop them off in your police district and let you take care of them. Like I've said before, why don't you just take all the psychopaths in jail that love killing and give them a uniform and say, go over there and fight? Because it's a win-win situation. They love to kill, so they get to do it, and they'll be able to kill ISIS. And if they die, oh, well, he's a criminal psychopath that died. Nope. I mean, I just don't understand this world, you know. I guess there's few people out there and fewer people like me and some on the right that are like, hey, I'm going to vote for this person. I'm going to vote for that person, but I'm not going to agree with 100% of everything they do. I'm not going to blow smoke up Trump's butt every time he does something. If he does something I like, I'll say, yeah, it's a great idea. But if he does something that I'm against, then I'm going to be like, wait a minute here. I don't agree with that. I don't support that. You know, I just wish the mainstream media would be. That's why there was a new Fox poll that came out. Guess what was number one in confidence? The military. America has confidence in our military. You want to know what was the least, they had the least confidence in? The media. The media. And it's true. That's why CNN has no ratings. I don't know who watches it. I can't even turn it on just to see what they're talking about. It's that bad. But then, I mean, what do you expect from a country that is having a convicted terrorist who is reportedly among one of the organizers of a so-called Day Without Women's strike, where it's supposed to be like a worldwide thing and it's supposed to gain, you know, it's supposed to be like, you know, like empower women and all this crap. I don't understand this. These, you know, it's like blacks can claim everything under the sun on their, they can lose a job. They can claim their color. They can be lazy and say that, oh, well, they're just being discriminated against. And that's why they're getting in trouble at work. You know, they can blame everything on race. Same with women now. Women want to blame everything on gender. See, this is, I think South Park had it right when they did that episode with the future people where we're going to have one race, one being, one language. We all look the same. I mean, there was a huge controversy because there's a bunch of families in outrage because this boy that's way stronger and way more agile than these chicks, but because he considers himself a woman, was able to get into the women's wrestling. Because I guess in some states they have high school wrestling and like junior high wrestling that's men's and women's. I didn't know a lot of women were into wrestling. I always wanted to wrestle as a kid, but I didn't want to wrestle with the guys. I wanted to have it be co-ed, where a man wrestles a woman. I don't want to roll around with a guy. To me, that was like, ugh. But anyways, they're outraged because he's way more agile, and they say it's not fair just because. And of course, he considers himself a woman. He hasn't had surgery or anything. It's not like he's full-fledged. Yes, I believe I'm a woman, and I've had the reassignment surgery to prove it. He just thinks he, you know, and who knows? Maybe in 5 years, he may go back to thinking he's a man. I mean, like I said about the bathroom thing. Put 10 people in a row. How are you going to tell the transgender from the not transgender? You're not going to be able to. So how do you know that person walking in the bathroom is just, oh, I'm just saying that to get my jollies to go into the women's restroom. I don't understand this world. No, but we got this Reshama Oda, who has called on women around the world to join in them in a new wave of militant feminist struggle. Like, I'm sorry, women. I guess I didn't know you had it that bad. I didn't know that there was segregation against women. I didn't know that there's all this anti-female, I didn't know there were like KKK groups that were against women. I mean, they're like the, you know, like the Black Panthers, you know, there's like a group that, I didn't know there were groups that were, I didn't know women were being that discriminated against and that segregated and that treated differently. And because they're really not. Well, unless you talk about in Hillary Clinton's cabinet, where she had people under her that were making way less than men, and she was complaining about women's rights. Same in Obama. Obama had women making way less than men, but what the hell? You know, he was against that. And It's like this, like the post said, you know, the blacks keep voting for Democrats and they keep getting poor. Yep. And this is how bad it is. When you have, okay, I don't care if you I didn't support Obama, but I would have watched one of his addresses to Congress and given him the respect. I don't like him, I hate him, but he wasn't my president. But if I was a congressman or senator, I would sit there and I would give him the respect. I would at least clap. I wouldn't agree with it, but you know, there's people, but you have this society where the people that support Trump supposedly think that since you like him, you're not going to disagree with anything he says. And if you hate him, you're going to hate. I want to see these liberals that don't like him say, hey, I agree with this, or I agree with that about him. Not everything. I never even saw that out of my Obama supporting friends. I never saw one of my friends that, because I have a ton of liberal friends on Facebook. Not one of them said, I disagree with, why isn't Obama doing something about this? Why didn't he do anything about this bomber? This Boston bomber, why isn't he doing anything about it? I never heard any of them. They never said one, I never heard one of my liberal friends say anything negative about Obama. Well, Jeff Sessions wants to go after these states where pot is legal and crack down on it big time. I'm not for that. Wow. What a concept. I voted for a president and I disagree with him on issues. Holy cow. What a concept. I guess I'm like one in a million. Well, Republican Tom Garnett, he's in the fifth district. He introduced legislation on Monday, like shortly after Jeff Sessions said all this stuff. Shortly thereafter, he's introduced legislation that would federally decriminalize marijuana and make it not a crime to have. Will it go anywhere? I have no idea, but to have a Republican passing a law that wants that done, that says something. Crime is down in Colorado. And I said this a couple weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, where there was a post where this guy goes, well, look at people, accidents behind accidents in Washington state have gone up tenfold with people that are high and driving. And what does legalization have to do with it? Well, see, if it wasn't legal, I said, don't even get started. Alcohol's legal. You don't have to, okay, they're stupid. If alcohol's legal, why is alcohol the reason why accidents are happening? Well, we've had 100% increase in drunk driving, and that's alcohol's fault? Because someone's so stupid, let's see how effed up I can get. Look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get like 5 bottles of Everclear, and I'm going to down them, and then I'm going to get really wasted, messed up to where I don't know who I am. I can get behind the wheel and kill people. That's alcohol's fault? No, it's called common sense. Just because you legalize cocaine or pot or whatever doesn't make it right to let's see how high we can get and go down the road. And what percentage of people do you honestly think would start using cocaine if it just became legal? I would say very little, but there would be that 1% that's like, oh, well, let's see. Maybe we can like make this coke and we can super concentrate it so it's like 25 times and let's see how messed up. Let's see if we can die. Well, what we can do is we can go and we can get like 10 Monster Energy drinks and like 1,000 5-hour energies and mix them together and drink that whole thing. All right. You know, you're always going to have that one person, that 5% or 2% that, let's see how messed up we can get. Let's see how much alcohol I can drink before I die of alcohol poisoning. Come on, let's go. And we'll videotape it and put it on YouTube. Yeah, you're always going to have stupid morons. And they are. They are morons. It's the bottom of the barrel, folks. The bottom of the barrel. They try to blame everything. Well, if you didn't legalize pot in Washington State, this wouldn't happen. No. It's like, put a gun on the table. Well, shoot. Nope. Oh, I thought guns killed. Shoot. Nope, the gun didn't kill. It's called personal responsibility. If you're going to drink, make sure you have someone drive. If you're going to use medical cannabis, what does every prescription bottle say? My doctor says this every time, just because that's how he is. He goes, yeah, what I'd do is if you want, I'd wait till your next day off and take this and see how you feel when you take this, because you could get a little dizzy or whatever until your body gets used to it. Just, you know, so I would recommend you wait to take it at night when, if you have some side effects from it, you can do it when you're in bed or, you know, whenever, in case you get like vertigo and you can go to the bathroom and get sick or whatever, you know. See how this affects you before you go driving and using it. You know, sit at home. Make sure you have a day off. Common sense. You know? That's what I'm going to try a new cannabis strain to see if that helps me. I'm going to take it at night or something, or when I have a day off, to see how my body reacts to it. I'm going to use common sense. That's just how I am. Guess I was raised better. I want to get into this because this just makes me, this is so sickening. What was it when wasn't Trump, it wasn't Obama. When Bush was leaving office, he goes, here, we're having issues with the VA. It needs to get solved. This is what we've done so far, but we need you to take it over. And literally nothing has been done. There is heartbreaking photos of a vet literally in so much pain falling out of his wheelchair at a VA hospital. And there's other people there that they had their faces blurred out, where it's like you can tell they're like hurting, and I mean the care they're given is horrible. This is in Durham, North Carolina. That's why I'm so grateful we have a president like Trump that's going to try to do something about this. That's why when I go out to dinner and I see a vet and I can do it, I try to buy his meal. Because it's probably one of the few rays of sunshine he will ever see since coming back from the war. I just don't understand why we have a nation that sends our vets to die for freedoms that we don't even have, to come back to get crapped on and pissed on. These vets all should have presidential medical benefits till the day they die. They should be able to go anywhere and get the best care, no questions asked. Well, what we're going to have to do, Mr. Johnson, is it's about a 12-year wait to get into, I'm 90. Yeah, well, to get in, there's a 12-year wait to get into the VA hospital. And, if I put your name down and you call us back probably every year so we can make sure your address hasn't changed or your phone number hasn't changed. And in 12 years, we might be able to get you in to be seen. That's how we treat the people that fight and die for the freedoms in this country that we do have. Makes me sick. That's what I'm ashamed of in this country. The way our vets are being treated. That's why I go out of my way at a race to shake their hand, to let them know, welcome home. Here, let me get that meal for you. It's the least I can do. It's the least I can do to at least let them see that there is someone out there that knows they're here and respects them. I can't even begin to say I know what they go through. I don't have the 1,000-yard stare. And this is not a left or right issue. This is a humanitarian issue, a human issue. I mean, half of the people in Congress haven't done diddly for our nation. And they get first class medical and first class this. It's just sad. I'm at a loss for words. I never thought I would be in a country where we would take the people and treat them like this. I mean, that's why I'm so thankful I have a dad that's so healthy and has a work ethic and can go to a regular doctor and be seen. The Senate recently voted 72-27 to confirm billionaire investor Wilbur Ross, as Commerce Secretary, formally adding a 14th member to President Donald J. Trump's cabinet, as the liberals will call him, just some more greedy billionaires to help out Trump and his cronies. And as I see it objectively, someone finally that's running a country that knows how to run a country, that has money, that knows about business and commerce, that's hopefully going to do the right thing. Because let me tell you, the United States is like Kmart. The only difference is we're not closing our doors. You know, that's what people don't realize. We need to wake up. We need to get people in there that know business, know how to run, and know how to find waste. It's nice to see stories where they're going after people that voted 7 times, or that claimed 30 kids on their tax return. And yes, sir. So you're claiming, Mr. Wilkout, that you bought 400 electric cars? Yes, I did. 400. Yes, I'm claiming the tax return. I get a tax credit of $10,000 on my return for every of those electrical, you know, those like hybrid vehicles. Yep, I bought 400 of them. It's nice to see people that are doing that are getting caught. It's not, I'm sure, way more are getting away with stuff like that than... But it's nice to see that something's at least trying to be done. You know, we need to have people in this country that understand business and understand commerce. Instead of these people that are, okay, well, what we're going to do here is we're going to make the taxes so that the people are going to want to take their employees and their jobs and everything and move them overseas. You know, because, I mean, why have our American workers make anything? I've kind of come to the conclusion on this, and you know, it because I watch a lot of these videos where they'll take, here's a $6,000 Gibson Les Paul, and this is a $100 Epiphone. Just by sound, with everything similar, can you tell the difference? And 9 times out of 10, people go back and forth arguing which is which. And some people say, well, unless you really want Made in America. And you really want it made in America, then if you really want it made in America, buy the Gibson. But if you don't care, go with which one you like that sounds the best. And 9 times out of 10, if you pick up that Les Paul from the Epiphone Les Paul from China, you probably wouldn't tell the difference, and you're paying $100 for it. Yeah, but if you really, you know, my point, folks, we need to bring our jobs back here so that we can, you know, and take pride in them again. I mean, it'd be cool to have, I mean, I would want a Gibson just because it's made in America. I'd want this because it's made in America, just because it supports local companies, local jobs, local. I try to keep local, like Valentine's Day. I try to use local people. I try to get local stuff. Or if I get, like, if I can do stuff for Christmas, if I can get local, I try to support local people. Local is what founded this country. And I guess in a way, I miss that. Because I love, to me, it's not just going into a store. You know, especially if you go into a local place and you know the people. And it's not about just going in the store. Oh, hey, I was out and I got you this. I know you love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Here you go, or whatever. You know, thank you. You know, and it's a friendship you develop. And it's hanging out. I guess it's like when you see someone with a Grateful Dead shirt on. What shows you been to? And before you know it, it's like 5 hours later. And you're reminiscing about tours and shows and people you met and where you're from. And yeah, and you went to Indianapolis in 2001 to see the other ones? No way. Where'd you sit? I was like, okay, you were probably either a row in front of me or a row behind me. I was in that same section. Holy. And it's just, but now it's all about, well, let's go to Amazon. I mean, there's times where I'll go to dark brokers and buy stuff, but it's nice to be able to go to Lafayette Billiards and talk to the guy and shoot the breeze for 20 minutes. And, you know, I'm looking for this and this one, you know, what do you have like this? And I'm going to, you know, because any of those darts, if you want to try them out, go ahead. Throw them on the board. You know, he has a couple boards set up. Because any one of these, just throw at it and see what you think. If you want to try this, because there's times where I'm like, I want to see what this is like. And he goes, okay. And I put my flight and this on this piece, and I wanted to see how the shaft felt, and I didn't like it. And he goes, see, there you go. Now you know that those are not something you like. And I go, this is what I more prefer. And he goes, okay, this is what you want if you like this. You know, and it's nice to have that communication. And it's just, yeah, I can save a few bucks online for a whole order, but, you know, to save, you know, it's just kind of nice to be able to talk to the person, actually have conversation. Hey, this is what I want. This is what I like. Got about 20 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are. I want to know this one thing I've wondered, because I was at what is that place called? Fresh Time. They have CBD oil. It's like 2% and like 3%, like 2 milligram and 3 milligram, so it's like the low stuff. I don't know where it comes from, because it's like locked up, so I'd have to, you know, but they had like some creams, and they had like two like lotions. But I'm like, okay, well, didn't they just pass a law that you can get that stuff in Indiana? You can already get it. So I don't know if it's like a way better, more concentrated stuff, or I don't know. But it's like, it just made me wonder. I should, because I mean, with all that stuff coming out, that a lot of the CBD oil is not real. There's no CBD in it, or very little. Or it may say there's like 8 milligrams and there's like one. You know, it'd be neat to see what this stuff that's coming out, like if you get it pharmaceutically, what would it entail? I mean, would it be like really high-end stuff? Would it be like a pharmacist? Would it be like somebody like a pharmaceutical like grade made where it's like, you know, they where you can be guaranteed. So who knows? I don't know. I'm gonna be looking into that and I'll be updating on what I find out on that. And just to see, I don't know. And I'm sure this probably goes on once in a while, but I don't think it's as bad as it is. But just the disrespect Trump gets, it's ridiculous. It's I don't get it, because I don't agree with that at all. But then I guess I look at it like this, so I'd rather have them do it on national TV like they're doing it now than clap and cheer and then behind the scenes, you know, screw the a-hole. And you know, at least they're being, but to me, Trump is showing the Democratic Party for who they really are. I mean, they have no one to blame but themselves. I mean, their candidate had a rigged election and she lost. And now you're seeing how bad they are. Rosie O'Donnell has a message, and I want to send this out to you know, because see, the Donald Trump does not, and his agendas are not representative of the values of the American people. That's why he got elected. He got elected because he has a boatload of people that say, yes, sir, we support what you stand for, not 100%, but, you know, 95, 90%. Gee. I mean, I've never really, because I guess they bash Trump at the Oscars or whatever, and I'm like, really? He goes, she didn't watch it. I'm like, I've never really watched the Oscars or any of those. I never really watched, like, the Billboard Music Awards or anything like that, you know? It's like, now it's cool, because now if, like, YouTube, if like a UB40 or any of these groups, you know, like Pearl Jam or whoever it may be, you know, whether it's, like, The Dead or whoever, they played, like Dave Matthews or whoever, like REM or something, I can just watch the clip of their live performance. I don't have to sit through all this. Now we're going to announce the award for most improved artist in a new category. Okay. This category is acknowledging people who have made strides and improvements to in their music to start a new category. And the contestants or whoever they are as follows. I'm not into all that crap. Okay, just tell me who won. I don't need to sit there and see people that don't even know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck wearing $5 million suits. It's like now with YouTube, if they were supposed to play, I can just watch the replay on YouTube of just their music performance. I don't have to hear all that bull crap. I've never cared who got the best supporting role in a TV movie. Sorry, folks, but just because I'm not giving up watching these Oscars and stuff just because they're bashing Trump. I've never watched them, so don't worry. I guess I've never really cared about celebrities. I mean, one of my friends is walking down the street and he's like, well, I got to see this person. I'm like, I don't know who these people are. Now, on the other hand, with NASCAR or whatever, yeah, I you know, it's kind of, but still, to me, they're human beings. You know, I know they've got a job to do. They've got a family. They've got to go to this interview. They got to go here. They got to see what happened with the inspection. If they have time to say hi, great. If they don't, I know they're just a human being that puts their pants on one leg at a time like everyone else. I mean, it is kind of neat to be able to go up and get Alex Tagliani jersey signed by him. But if I didn't, oh well, it's not the end of the world. Hmm. You know, so hey, it's just one of those things that I guess I'm one of the oddballs that I've never really, but I mean, I'm not really an oddball because I guess there are a lot of people out there that don't care about celebrities and what they do. And but you know, but I mean, but then when you have all these like no, like I can't even. Whoopi Goldberg, Lord help me. You know, who cares what you think about? I mean, like Rosie O'Donnell really speaks for the American people, or Jory Bear. I expect an opinion out of someone like me or a reporter, like, you know, like Sean Hannity or Brett Baer or a number, you know, because that's what we do. This is the headline that's going on right now, and this is my take on it. This is my opinion on it. You know, but when you have people that don't even know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. Okay, well, I have to add you to my insurance. Can I afford it? Can we need to crunch numbers to make sure that we have enough money, because I got to add you to my insurance. Can we do it? Well, you know, when you have, well, Donald Trump doesn't speak for the American people, and I'm a billionaire, and I'm a Hollywood celebrity, and, you know, he just doesn't, even though he got elected, and he got millions of people to vote for him because they support what he stands for. He doesn't stand for the will of the American people. When are they going to wake up and realize that they're wrong? I mean, so at some point, somebody is going to have to say, you know what? If it means me losing my job at ABC, I think he's doing something right. If that means you're going to fire me because I can actually say that he's done something right, because I can't bash 100% of everything Trump does. That, I think that's what it's going to take. Someone saying, hey, I'm, you know, and then someone else has to get the courage to say yes, to where you can, because I would love to see a day when the media was objective. Now, you can have your opinion, but you should be objective and not just bashing the Democrat no matter what he does and praising the Republican. This doesn't really happen. It's actually the other way around. And these people like, well, we got to wait till this investigation with Russia. Well, okay, well, Russia had nothing to do with my choice in Trump. If you can prove that Russia actually hacked the voting machines and changed Hillary Clinton votes to Trump votes, okay, then you have something. But so what if you talk to Russia? Barack Obama went over to Germany and he actually gave like campaign speeches and stuff over in Germany for thousands of people that can't even vote for him. See, I think the problem is they have nothing on him, so they just got to make up crap. Because God forbid they could ever.
He didn't.
Folks, you got to remember this before I go on to my sports. He is a billionaire. If I was Trump, I would be on some island I own with 50 bottles of Cristal every single damn day. Going in my float thing every single solitary day. I wouldn't have a float thing. I would just have a cordoned off part of the ocean that we just put tons and tons of sea salt in, so I can just float and I'm like staring out into the ocean. If I had billions of dollars like he did, okay, I want to. Well, let's go somewhere. Let's go in the private Learjet. We'll just fly somewhere. What the heck? Call up my pilot. We'll just go on my $40 million private Learjet and. He doesn't have to be dealing with this. He didn't have to be doing all this. What don't Philippians get? And he's doing, it's not like, help, I can't, it's not like he needs any more money. I see, what I see in Trump is I see my dad. Because he's just a workaholic. He can't, you know, he just has to work. He has to constantly do stuff. It's me, 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 me. And 90% of the time, it's not about him. It's about me, 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 me to help the greater good. I mean, my dad's turning down work because he can't find, because no one wants to do trade. If you want a job, my dad's dying for welders. My dad's dying for people that weld and can use CNC machines and can cut steel and bend and fold. No one wants to do that. Everyone wants to sit in a cush office. No one wants to sit there and get their hands dirty. Oh, what a Daytona 500, folks. I want to give you my thoughts on the senior series now, because they actually have like stages. I wonder if they're going to have like breaks and have them like, I wonder if they're going to get to where they have breaks and they're like allowed to get out of the car and like sit down for a little bit and take a breather with these breaks. I just wondered, because I did a thing on my Facebook and like out of 7 people, 6 don't like it. Well, I was talking to my, I have a good friend that runs Daugherty Speedway, and I got a bunch of, I got like 4 tickets and stuff to go and just haven't had the time to do it last year. And but he's like, I'm going to invest in, because he went to the Daytona 500 and he doesn't really like heights too well. And he was like in the upper section, really high up. And when everyone's like, how you doing up there? He goes, the view is great. Getting up there sucks, but once you're there, the view is great. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I need to invest in like some like soak up oil stuff. And I'm like, yep. I already did that. I already got on E-Trade and like bought some Speedy Dry. I got stuck, and that's because there were so many wrecks. I'm like, is there even going to be a car left? I about wrote him like, what would happen if there was like a big wreck at the end and it took out every driver? But they just have to figure like at the point of the impact, who's first, just by the, you know, okay, since this is what we're going to call the race. He'd be first, second, okay. It's going to be hard. We're just going to have to guess who's third and fourth because they're basically side by side. And, you know, it was so many wrecks. It's something that I think is going to have to grow on me. I'm a big fan of this stage. I mean, especially like a Bristol Motor Speedway. I don't know how the stage thing is going to work. But I guess depending on how many laps there are, they have 3 stages and they're, so I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it right now, but maybe it'll grow on me. And I think it's either going to help or hurt. It's either going to bring people to NASCAR or it's not. And I guess there's a lot of people that say, well, I could just go to the race for the start. And once it started, I could care less. I'm like, I'm always sitting there going, okay, wow. I'm just like mesmerized because I know if snap your finger, bam, and there's a wreck. And then bang. I mean, it happens so fast. That's why it's hard to take my eyes off of the track. Because it's just like, wow. Like if I blink, I mean, it's like Greg Moore's crash, man. He just went to the wall and bang. You blinked, you'd have missed it. And it's just one of those things that it's crazy. But I mean, I thought Chase Elliott had the win. And then of course he ran out of gas. And I think it was Kyle Larson got up there and then he ran out of gas, but Kurt Busch ended up winning the race. And Tony Stewart was there. He's like, man, I've been in this. I've done this how many times? And I can't win. And Kurt Busch finally did. So, hey. It's hard to believe. that Michael McDowell, the 95 K-Love car, came in 15th. That was kind of cool. But this was a shock to me. I didn't know this. As I move on to some European football, folks, Manchester United won the English Football League Cup with a 3-2 victory over Southampton, and we were up 2-0. And I'm like, yes, we have a chance of winning this. And with like near the end of the first half, Southampton scores, and right at the beginning of the second half, they score again. And they're just with like not much time left. It's like 8 minutes. Okay, they're getting ready to bring in Wayne Rooney, and right before they were getting ready to bring him in, so Zlatan Ibrahimovic kicks it in the goal and scores what ends up being the winning goal. And it's like I was in tears. I'm crying. I'm like crying joyous. You know, I'm like on cloud nine. I hope my neighbors weren't too. I was screaming, carrying on. I was like on cloud nine, and it's just like. And then to find out that Jose Mourinho is the first manager to ever win a title in his first year as manager. I knew Alex Ferguson was the most successful manager, but didn't do anything till like his third year. And then you have like Matt Busby didn't do it either. So it's just, I mean, I just hope he doesn't do a lot this year and then next year he tanks. So, you know, he is adamant that he's like, you know, I hope this is the first trophy of many, many to come. You know, I feel honored to be the coach and probably one of the most prestigious clubs in the world, and I don't take that for granted. But it's just nice to see, you know, us get a title and get us some hardware for the trophy case, and it's just amazing. So. But I just want to quick get into this because I found this article and I've been doing research on this where there's a study finds that at Subway, the chickens only contain about 15% of chicken DNA. So it's just kind of like, wow. And the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has researchers at Trenton University's Wildlife Forensic DNA Laboratory doing tests, and it did it on Wendy's and Burger King, McDonald's, all these stuff, Tim Hortons, and most scored 85 to 90% chicken DNA. But I think the oven roasted chicken, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki, 42.8%, and the roasted chicken was like 53.6%. Wow. But a lot of those, what they do is they'll be like a ground cut and form shaped with all kinds of like vital wheat gluten and stuff added to it to cut down the cost. So, you know, just one of those things that. It's just how it is, you know. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to the program that I hope you're a part of. And you may not agree with Trump 100% of the time, like I don't, but everyone deserves respect. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other and our sacred honors. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.